Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Hard to have moral victories when you've now dropped six in a row, but a outstanding performance from Barracuda goaltender Magnus Crona. Unfortunately for Crona, got no run support, and the Barracuda fall by a score of 1-0 on this Friday afternoon in Calgary. Dustin Wolf improves to 5-0 on the year. He makes 27 stops for his 8th career shutout, his 2nd against San Jose in his career. He is now 12-0 lifetime against the Barracuda. He made some timely stops in the game, never allowed for San Jose much in the way of hope, offensively certainly, and he shuts the door down the final stretch as the Wranglers pick up another victory and improve on the year to 6-0-1. They have now won 5-0. They are 3-0 on home ice. The Barracuda, unfortunately, on the other side of the spectrum, they have lost six in a row. They are 1-4-3 on the year. 0-3 now lifetime inside of this building. Let's recap this one. Calgary got a goal early. It came at 4:07 of period number one on a neutral zone turnover by San Jose, and it turned out to be all the offense the Wranglers would need. Matt Coronato, in his AHL debut, would pot a goal at 4:07, his first in the American Hockey League, to get Calgary on the board. Debut, and now Pooley lays it back, and Thrun will try to skip it forward. Picked off by his former teammate at Harvard, and Coronato works right up the middle of the ice and scores. Matt Coronato is first in the AHL in his AHL debut. He had a goal already this year up top with the Flames, but the former number one pick of Calgary gives the Wranglers a 1-0 lead at 4:07 of period number one. That would turn out to be the only offense of the game and all the Wranglers would need. As we mentioned, Dustin Wolf would make 27 saves, probably his best of the night, would come on this breakaway opportunity in the first off the stick of Thomas Bortolo. Nearing 2.5 to go in this first period. Wranglers 1, Barracuda nothing. Jones with it. Right side, good intercept by Bortolo. He's got a chance on a breakaway. Here comes Thomas Bortolo all alone on the backhand, and Wolf stones him with the left pad. Bortolo gets it back, reloads, and Wolf snares it once again. Dustin Wolf comes up large on that chance for San Jose. The Barracuda didn't generate a ton of offensive looks, at least of that quality. They would have one in the third that we'll go over in just a moment, but kind of a pivot point in the game in a negative way for San Jose was the fact that they had a full 2-minute 5-on-3 power play in the second and did not record a single shot. They go 0-for-5 on the power play. Penalty kill, perfect. That's a good sign. The unit has been struggling. They go 4-for-4 as well. But again, you've got a 5-on-3 power play and you can't even generate a shot. That is not going to be enough. And the Barracuda struggled all afternoon to generate offense, just could not spell Dustin Wolf. They would have this chance, though, in the third. Cole Castles from in tight, but Wolf would turn him aside. Calgary, center to the middle of the ice. Back checking, coming into the zone with Skushin. He's got it, and he's back up the left wing. Spots Castles in the slot. On the backhand, rebound, and the puck wouldn't go. Glorious look there for Castles. Great look for the veteran forward, Cole Castles, but it wouldn't go, and that was really the last real good opportunity for the Barracuda as Dustin Wolf would close the door. 27 stops for Wolf, his first shutout of the year. He's 5-0. Meanwhile, for Magnus Crona, by far his best performance and really kind of a hard result for him. He ends up facing in the game 35 shots. He turned aside 34 of them, but his record now stands at 0-3-1 on the year. But save percentage, goals against, certainly will improve after this performance. Crona, best game in his young professional career. He kept the Barracuda in it, made some good timely saves, his rebound control, a couple of real in-tight opportunities the Wranglers had. And there's these moments in the game, especially in this building, especially with the way that the Wranglers play, where if they get one, it's kind of a snowball effect. Well, Crona never gave them that opportunity, and it allowed for the Barracuda to continue to try to push and push. Unfortunately, Again, he got no run support, and the Barracuda fall here this afternoon by a score of 1-0. First shutout loss this season for San Jose. So these two teams will run it back again on Sunday. That is a 11 a.m. Pacific start, so we will have pregame coverage on the audio network starting at 10:30 a.m. We'll wake you up. You can watch a little football. You can also watch our game as well, and we hope you join us on Sunday as the Cuda will look to snap this skid and try to pick up their first win against Calgary since this franchise moved from Stockton to Calgary just last year. So they are 0-5 now, dating back to last season. Much better performance in the two games we saw here last year, so maybe the Barracuda lessening the gap a little bit. But again, it's hard to have these moral victories when you've dropped now 6 in a row. Barracuda came into the afternoon, 5 points to their credit. They will stay put. Calgary up now to 13 on the year. No other teams have yet to play today, so now the Wranglers sitting atop the Pacific Division. Well, that pregame coverage starting at, again, we mentioned, 11:30 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. You can catch our broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network. You can watch on AHLTV.com. That'll do it for us, though, here in Calgary. Thanks to everybody who tuned in, whether you watched or listened. We certainly do appreciate it. The Barracuda, unfortunately, donuts this afternoon. They could not find the back of the net. Dustin Wolf continues his dominance. He is now 12-0 against San Jose in his career. 13-0 if you count his win against the Sharks last year, and the Barracuda have now dropped 6 in a row. Until Sunday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and have a great rest of your afternoon. We will talk to you on Sunday when these two teams run it back. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.